Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, the surprising reason why more Americans are driving SUVs. Google just unveiled some cool new products, and people can't stop talking about the American Music Awards. You can make sure you're not using one of the worst passwords on the internet thanks to a new list. FrontNet ranked the 25 passwords that are most common and therefore easiest to hack. Number one was 123456. Number two was password. Baseball and football both made the list. So did let me in and log in. Star Wars even made it onto the list in last place. Strong passwords have a combination of upper and lowercase letters, numbers, and special characters, but that can make them tough to remember. A separate study by the password management company LastPass found that many businesses have poor cybersecurity because, on average, each employee shares 6 passwords. Security experts say the most important step you can take is to use a different password for each site. Use a password manager to generate and store tough-to-remember passwords, and use fake information for reset questions like date of birth. Those steps will help make accounts harder to hack. Okay, now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, Starbucks employees are getting some more perks.
That's right, Kristen. Starbucks is expanding its benefits package for family care. The company announced that it will increase wages and provide backup care days for children or adults. Starbucks also providing 6 weeks of paid parental leave, including for non-birth parents. Lancaster, Pennsylvania, top U.S. News & World Report's rankings for best places to retire for 2019. U.S. News says Lancaster took the top spot because of the overall happiness of its residents and increases in affordable housing. And Amazon uncovered a big problem with its new recruiting engine. It doesn't like women. Reuters reports that the company scrapped the recruiting tool. It penalizes resumes that included the word women's and downgraded graduates from all women's colleges. Amazon says that it is committed to workplace diversity.
So how did a computer system become biased against women?
The computer models that Amazon used to vet the candidates were based on 10 years' worth of resumes submitted to the company. Most of those resumes were from men.
That's a crazy story. Thanks, Jerry. Taylor Swift opened the American Music Awards with an electrifying performance of I Did Something Bad, her first time taking the stage at an award show in 3 years. Taylor nabbed several awards, including Artist of the Year, which gave her a record-breaking 22 AMA trophies, surpassing Whitney Houston to make her the all-time winningest female artist. And everyone is raving about Panic at the Disco and their incredible cover of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Cardi B brought it just 3 months after giving birth to her first baby. And Carrie Underwood showed off her baby bump while performing Spinning Bottles. Finally, Jennifer Lopez lit up the stage with the debut of her new song, Limitless. The show was drama-free and was all about the music for once, reminding us what these award shows are for in the first place. All right, let's go to Danielle Knox now from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So Danielle, students applying to college have to worry about more than just their application.
Hi there, Kristen. Well, millions of high school students applying to college are being targeted. Their personal data from application surveys is being mined and then sold without consent. Currently, there is no federal law regulating consumer data brokers. The College Board, which administers the standardized tests and the survey, says that the data is never shared without student consent. A scientific breakthrough renewing hope for a way to beat cancer. It involves treating cancer with immunotherapy. Two researchers recently winning the Nobel Prize in Medicine for their findings. Patients are given an IV infusion every 2 to 3 weeks, and they call it the biggest breakthrough for cancer treatment in the last decade. Scientists say it is especially effective against lung and kidney cancer, as well as melanoma. And here is an unusual story out of Minnesota. A driver performing CPR on a squirrel. After almost hitting that animal with his car, he ended up actually injuring it. And so the man then ran out of his car. He ran over to revive that little guy. And guess what? It worked. Take a look at this. That squirrel actually gets up and then he runs away. No word on whether or not he used mouth to mouth. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, I might give him a few, you know, chest compressions here and there, but I guess you never know what you're going to do until you're faced with that situation. But the mouth to mouth, I'm not quite sure about. What about you?
Probably not, but good for that guy. What a great story. Thanks, Danielle. Moving right along, Olympic gold medalist skier Bodie Miller and his wife Morgan welcomed a baby boy on Friday. The baby was born at home in a birth pool with the help of their midwife. Their new bundle of joy comes just months after their one-year-old daughter Emmy accidentally drowned in a neighbor's pool. The loss of their daughter sparked a national conversation on pool and water safety for children. The family's midwife even set up a GoFundMe account to support a foundation in Emmy's name. The couple announced the pregnancy on Instagram back in April. Morgan took to social media to pour out her emotions regarding the prospect of giving birth after losing their daughter. How am I supposed to bring a new baby into this world with just losing my baby? Morgan added, now we have the opportunity to get to love that baby, not only for ourselves, but for Emmy. All right, you're not going to believe this next story. A Canadian artist has accused the California-based home decor retailer West Elm of copyright infringement after they released a new duvet cover with a pattern oddly similar to a painting of hers that actually hung in one of their stores. We have attorney and legal analyst Annalise Getz with us today to talk about this. Annalise, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I'm going to be perfectly real here. The duvet cover, to me, looks exactly like that painting. Does the artist have a case here?
You put them side by side, they look the exact same. Oh, they have the exact same pattern on them. Yeah. So it looks to me a lot more like a very strong infringement case. What West Elm can argue, infringement versus inspiration. Did we take your idea that we loved and we were inspired by it and create our own work of art, or did we rip it off?
For other artists out there, what's the first thing you're supposed to do if you suspect someone has ripped off your design?
Contact them. Write your own cease and desist letter. Say, I've got a copyright in it. And then something I always like to say is talk to a third party. Because sometimes you can be so entrenched with what you did that it can be very difficult to see, is this inspiration or is it infringement? And then finally, if you are an artist that is selling your work online, like Etsy, immediately report it. Because they will take action to remove the offender from the website.
All right. Good to know. Annalise, we love having you here. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
There's a surprising reason why more Americans are driving SUVs and crossovers than ever before. SUV sales in the first half of 2018 were up 14% from last year. According to the Detroit Free Press, one reason for the increase is because SUVs and crossovers have higher seats. That makes them easier to get into and out of for older drivers or anyone with limited mobility. Ford's manager of vehicle architecture says the ideal seat height for entry and exit is 21 to 27 inches off the ground. The National Coordinator for Driving Safety at AARP says front seat access is the number one factor in comfort and safe driving. Many crossovers also have larger door openings and lower sills to step over. Examples include the Nissan Kicks, Chevrolet Trax, Ford Escape, and Honda HR-V. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the U.S. has over 40 million licensed drivers over the age of 65. That number is expected to increase, and so are sales of SUVs and crossovers. Guess what? One of your favorite celebrities is tackling a new role, late-night talk show host. Jason Matheson, host of The Jason Show on Fox 9 in Minneapolis, is here to tell us all about it. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Kristen. There is no denying that Nick Cannon is one of the busiest guys in show business. You name a job, Nick has it or had it at one point in show business. Well, now you can add late-night host to Nick's resume. He announced he's going to be launching a late-night show for Fox coming in 2019. Nick says it's going to be a mix of celebrity interviews, there are going to be musical performances, and especially since Nick knows basically everybody in the biz, you can count on a lot of special guests and surprises. Nick, this isn't the first collaboration with Fox. He is getting ready to do a game show, a much buzzed about game show called The Masked Singer. So you can look for that coming this fall and Nick's new late night talk show next year. Kristen?
Well, I can't wait to check it out. Thanks, Jason. And you can check out The Jason Show, now streaming nationwide on Hulu. Also doing something new, Tesla CEO Elon Musk. He's tackling the water crisis in Flint, Michigan. A tweet from Flint School thanked Musk and the Musk Foundation for investing in the health and future well-being of Flint Community School students. The school district says the Musk Foundation donated over $480,000. The money will be used to provide the city's public school buildings with water filtration. filtration systems. The system will use UV light to remove lead and kill bacteria in the school's drinking water. The 12 buildings in the district serve more than 4,500 kids from kindergarten to 12th grade. It started in July when a Twitter user said there was no way Musk could help get clean water to Flint. He responded with a commitment to help any home with contamination above FDA levels. Some Flint residents report Musk has paid for water filters in their homes. In another tweet, Musk said he hoped to do more to help in the future. Okay, if you're looking to add a functional pop of color to your kitchen, today's Top 30s deal is for you. We have a Kai Pure Kamachi 9-piece knife set at a special 62% discount. This amazing set of lightweight knives includes an 8-inch bread, an 8-inch chef's, a 6.5-inch santoku, a 6-inch utility, a 6-inch sandwich, a 4-inch tomato, a 4-inch citrus, and a 3.5-inch paring. Plus, you also get the storage block. The color coding is nice because it prevents cross-contamination when you're preparing food. They have high-carbon stainless steel blades that are sharp and easy to clean, and the handles are ergonomically contoured for a comfortable grip. The Kai Pure Kamachi 9-piece knife set retails for $130, but today you can buy it for just $49. That's a 62% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. Well, here's a sobering stat for you. Some 35% of American men and 40% of women are considered obese. Diet and exercise are one thing, but a new report suggests behavioral intervention may be the key to losing weight and keeping it off. With more, we're joined by health and wellness expert Christine Lucida, author of The Right Fit Formula. Christine, let's get right to it. What is behavioral intervention?
Behavioral intervention focuses on our values, our behavior, and our decision making in order to help us control our automatic response to stress. It can also help replace some of our problem behaviors with more positive behaviors. The key to remember is that behavior is not who you are, it's what you do. Yeah. And these behavioral techniques can be worked through mindful awareness, through group or private counseling, and online courses at most major universities.
And when you say behavioral responses to stress, I know a lot of people get stressed out and the first thing they do is they overeat.
Exactly. And if we can steer those impulses, yeah, we're going to be in a lot better place.
It makes sense, but the question is, does it work?
Yes, it does. It's exciting because we're finding that people are reaching their results a lot quicker and with more long-term results because behavior modification provides tools to deal with overwhelm and stress, again, which often lead to overeating and weight gain. We're also seeing there's lower blood pressure, okay, reduced risk of type 2 diabetes, and less sugar consumption.
I once had an intervention. People say I have too many coffee mugs. So this is different and more effective. Christine, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's time for this week's Page Six Fix. 3 years after separating, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner are officially divorced, and the Batman actor is wasting no time moving forward. Elizabeth Wagmeister has the details. Hi, Elizabeth.
Well, Kristen, after finishing up his third stint in rehab, Ben Affleck took a trip into the wild with Playboy model girlfriend Shauna Sexton. The couple made it Insta official, showing off their photos of their vacay in Montana. Sexton is even seen showing off her big catch. But reports are now surfacing that they're no longer together. That was fast. In other couple news, The Weeknd, who is usually private about his love life, posted a photo tribute to on-again girlfriend Bella Hadid for her 22nd birthday. Not to be outdone, Bruno Mars also got a special birthday surprise, a serenade from crooner Ed Sheeran. And Page Six TV called it last week. George Bush's daughter Barbara got married in a secret ceremony in Maine wearing a Vera Wang gown. Sister Jenna spilled the beans on social media saying, "My heart exploded last night as I watched my dearest sissy get married in Maine." And that's this week's Page Six Fix. See you next time.
Okay, thanks, Elizabeth. For the latest news and gossip, watch Page Six TV. Check your local listings. In today's hometown stories from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, when 67-year-old retired plumber Paul Venti discovered the rising homeless population in his Pinellas County community, he wanted to do something about it. So he transformed his garage into a workshop where he puts together bags of non-perishable food items in order to give the homeless the essential nutrition they need. In our next story from Fox 2 Detroit, Beaumont Children's Hospital in Royal Oak, Michigan has become a second home for Johnny Hendrix. At just 11 years old, he's already battled leukemia twice. Even though things have been tough for Johnny and his family, he has made the best of it by always having an infectious positive attitude.
When you have to go through something like this, it's not really a choice. So when people call you brave or they call you a fighter, you just think of it as you doing what you can to get through it.
Thanks to the Children's Miracle Network Telethon, things are going to be a little bit better, raising over $60,000 for the hospital in order to support Johnny and many others battling this disease. And in our final story from Fox 29 Philadelphia, still living in the home she grew up in, Sharon Sibley has been battling multiple sclerosis for decades. And when she fell and broke her back last year, her day-to-day life became even more difficult. That's why Habitat for Humanity and the Jewish Federation of Greater Philadelphia is helping Sharon with her to-do list, fixing up her house all free of charge, showing that when a community can come together for someone in need, they can have a big impact. All right, a lot of people dream of gaining financial independence and retiring early, but just how much money do you need in the bank to make that dream a reality? Chances are it's more than you think. Personal finance guru Susie Orman says you need at least $5 million, most likely even more than that. In an interview on the Afford Anything podcast, Orman was asked about the FIRE movement that's taking the personal finance world by storm. FIRE stands for Financial Independence Retire Early. The idea is that you maximize your savings rate to achieve financial independence. And then once you've saved enough, you can retire early. Orman was blunt about how she felt. She said, "I think it's just ridiculous. You will get burned if you play with fire." Orman said people who want to retire early aren't thinking about the unexpected. Unforeseen accidents or health expenses can drain your savings quickly and leave you with little left over. If you really want to make your FIRE dreams come true, Orman says you might need closer to $10 million to feel comfortable. But for most people, the safer thing to do is keep working and keep saving. Google has just unveiled its newest products at a special event in New York. Executives from the company showed off their new releases in front of tech writers for the first time. The most anticipated items were the Pixel 3 and Pixel 3 XL Android smartphones. The Pixel phones are known for their cameras. They now have a feature called Top Shot that automatically takes another photo when people have their eyes closed or don't look their best. The company says they can now shoot in the dark without a flash. The phones also have new features to avoid robocalls. The Pixel Slate is a $600 tablet using the Chrome operating system. It's also available with an optional keyboard and pen. Google now has a smart speaker attached to a screen, the Home Hub. In addition to the touch screen, it responds to Google Assistant voice commands to let users control smart home devices. The screen acts as a smart photo album when not in use. All of the devices will go on sale later this year. Well, here's a heartwarming story for you. October is National Physical Therapy Awareness Month, and this Cincinnati Restoration Program is helping kids go from wheelchairs to walking. Cincinnati Children's Hospital houses a program called the Functional Independence Restoration Program, or FIRST, to perform inpatient rehabilitation for children with chronic pain. The program requires a daily schedule for the kids during their stay, including physical and occupational therapy, family time, relaxation, and music therapy. Take 10-year-old Parker, for example. He was in a dangerous car accident causing a life-threatening brain injury. Parker had just learned how to ride a bike before his accident and was scared he would never do it again. With occupational therapy, a team of volunteers, and the right equipment, Parker is back on his bike. Emma also has a chronic pain condition. It's called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Emma took a fall injuring her hip during her family's ski vacation, and for months, she never stopped feeling pain. But the FIRST program allowed her time away to focus on the therapy and meditation needed to return to a painless life. Emma has gone on vacation enjoying things she hasn't in years. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for joining us. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Many Americans are getting healthy before the holidays with a sober October. Plus, one company says they're just weeks away from a trip to space. And all the weird items you can put in the dishwasher and the ones you really shouldn't. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.